This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
All right, welcome back from the Thanksgiving break. Hope everybody enjoyed their holiday. Cowboy fans, you deserve everything you get.
What is TWS podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant with the vindicated.
It's my podcast, I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
Once ready.
I feel like the answer.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Love Jones flick, you play me along. I play Lorenz Tate. You come downstairs with them legs. I'm making cheese omelets, yeah. Alright, that I say it all the time, I'm not gonna sing again, but as always, it's my show and I do what I want and I'm in a good mood, so that's what you get from me. Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flan, and I thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for spending some time with me. Let me talk my shit. Let me get some things off my chest. And hopefully we all have a good time. But yeah, got some big news. Probably not the news that you're thinking based off that song. Nah, there's some newness, but it ain't the Nia Long, Lorenz Tate kind of newness. So chill on that. But we'll get to the news. Gonna be another rambling type episode. Man, yeah, I really just came to terms with the fact that I'm a crank one out today. So, loaded up some sounds and turned on the mics and here we go. Thanksgiving was Thanksgiving. I'm not a big holiday person. I don't know how y'all feel about the holidays. I'm not huge on it. I was a kid that didn't eat. I wasn't a big eater. As a child, like, I don't know. So holidays always, they have like this. I have like some PTSD on holidays because it was just a bunch of older people staring at me, asking me questions about why I wasn't eating, telling me my eyes ain't look right and stuff like that. Like, yeah, it was just a stressful time of year for me. I just knew, I dreaded that day because I knew that day was going to be filled with people asking me about, you know, me not eating certain things or like having to be separated from the rest of the group and, you know, somebody have to make a special meal just for me, which I didn't like the attention. I didn't want the attention. I didn't want, you know, people looking at me or, you know, having to make exception for me. Like, yeah, I just wished I could disappear on those days. But no, it's about family and being together. And I definitely do had fond memories of being with my family on holidays and Thanksgiving, but it was a stressful time. So this, you know, now that I'm an adult and it feels optional, most of the time I would rather opt out. But now, you know, I have a good group of guys here that I live with and they wanted to celebrate and I wanted to celebrate with them. So we did that. And it was dope. It was dope. We had way more food than we needed. But nobody was paying attention to what I did or didn't eat. So it turned out pretty good. Man, what else? I tried to get out and play some football on Thanksgiving morning. We tried to do like the turkey bowl kind of thing. There's a bunch of old guys. One young dude, like 21, with a bunch of old guys, like trying to throw a football around. And it went about as well as you can imagine. I'm not. I got to remind myself, like, time has passed. as much as it doesn't make sense to me that I'm like old all of a sudden. Like, I don't know when it happened, when I got this old, but I am this old. And I was quickly reminded of it Thanksgiving morning. But shouts to the guys for going out and attempting. We made an attempt. We made a valid attempt And I don't know. I'm gonna keep those pictures to myself. Man, what else? I guess on that note, you know, other news, other big news. By the time we speak again, I will be 39 and I will be the father of a 5-year-old. My daughter's birthday is the 1st. My birthday is the 6th. And yeah, like I said, man, like the time just flew. I can't believe she's 5. Amazing little girl. Can't believe I'll be 39, which means like 40 is just right there. I remember like coming up to 30 and like feeling like that was a big thing. Like, man, how did I get to 30? And now like another decade has passed. Like, man, I'm going on my 4th decade, man. I guess I'm gonna be finishing my 4th decade, going into my 5th. Yeah. Ugh. Don't even sound good. And I still want a PS5. Like, I don't know. At what age do you get past that stuff? Or is that just the new world? Like, you know, they didn't have that shit back then. Now they got it now. So you can be 40, 50 years old still playing Madden. I don't know. Whatever. More importantly, I got a 5-year-old, or I will have a 5-year-old. Probably as of the time you listen to this, if you catch it Tuesday, I'm going to drop it later on today on Monday. But yeah, I didn't get to see her on Thanksgiving. You know, that's just the consequence of some of my actions. But I did get to see her Friday and we did our normal thing. We didn't cook or anything, man. I was in a space. I don't know if it was just the holidays or not being with her on Thanksgiving, but yeah, I was just in a really weird space. And so, yeah, we spent our time together and we watched movies and we hung out and we were, you know, we were Dad and Sweet Pea, but we didn't do any baking. I think I had plans of trying to do like a unicorn cupcake, unicorn mug cake for her. So mug cakes are our thing. Didn't quite happen, though. Didn't quite happen. We did do strawberry and banana pancakes Saturday morning, sort of like, you know, my thing for her birthday. But it wasn't homemade. I did that through IHOP. So shouts to IHOP for the strawberry banana pancakes for me and Sweet Pea. But yeah, that was that. What else? Yeah, I mean, I touched on the Cowboy Washington football team game. I mean, am I allowed to call them I'm gonna call them the Redskins for this show, just because I know I'm gonna slip up, so I might as well just go all the way in. Yeah, I'm in here in Texas. I'm in enemy territory. I got roommates that are Cowboy fans. I went ahead and went out to my storage space, one to grab a football for us to play football with. Like that's how old I am. Like I own a football, but it's in storage. Like, cause I ain't using it for what? I pull it out for special occasions, and then I realized that I shouldn't have. But yeah, I went and got the football, and then man, I got so many stories. Like, so I'm gonna start out the story calling her my ex-wife, but then part of my growth and part of me, you know, learning like things that I'm doing inappropriately or things that I may can change to be a better person. Somebody called me out on the fact that I'm constantly referring to her as my ex-wife, and they were like, man, just use her name or something like that. And I was like, damn, you know, that is right. Like, I've talked about her so much to these people that at this point, you know, she could just be a name. She is a person. She's not just my ex-wife. That's not her entire identity. That's not even her most relevant relationship to me these days. So I think, you know, you guys don't know her, so there's no point in me using her name here, but I think I will. Cause most of the time, if I'm speaking about her, I'm speaking about her in the context of my daughter. So, you know, she's my daughter's mother, you know, but yeah, she bought me a autographed football from Brian Arakpo a couple years back for my birthday or Christmas. One of them, I can't really remember. It might've been an anniversary. It might've been like the leather anniversary, you know, whatever, cause they got all these special anniversaries. I don't know which one is leather. It's one of the early ones. But yeah, it might have been like our leather anniversary. She bought me a Brian Arakpo autographed football. And so I went in the storage space and I got that. And I put it on our mantle since the Redskins and Cowboys were playing this Thanksgiving, you know, just to throw an extra little bit of salt in the wound for my roommate. I didn't know how the game was going to turn out. I normally don't have high expectations of the Redskins or the football team, whatever you want to call them. But, yeah, things went well. First time we swept them, and I don't know how long, but I'll take it. I enjoyed it, you know, for a season that's been pretty messed up for us. We got this. We got that. We can walk around with our heads held high. We swept the Cowboys. Whether they suck or not, you know, it's important for us. So I'm celebrating with the rest of, is it football team nation? Whatever. Redskin nation. I put on my Redskin jacket. That's an honest question for you guys. So if you're a fan of that franchise that has been the Washington Redskins up until recently, and you have merchandise and paraphernalia, it's going to say Redskins on it. Should I feel a certain kind of way about still wearing those things? I have a jacket that I love. My mother bought me this jacket, but it's a Washington Redskins jacket. You know, am I a racist if I wear that jacket and I represent this organization that I've been a fan of for as long as I can remember? I don't know. I'm torn on that. But yeah, I put the jacket on indoor. I don't wear it outside anymore. Like, I don't wear it around other people, but in the house with the Cowboy fan, with the football on the mantle and the game on, I put on my jacket and I repped for the city. And they made me proud this week. So shouts to the Washington football team. But yeah, that was my Thanksgiving, and that was my time with my daughter. All good. Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting older. I'm about to be way older than I ever imagined being. I don't know. 39 feels old. It felt really old as a kid. I can remember being like 16 and 17 and just where you thought you'd be in life by 39. Like, you feel like you were completely established, you know, career, wife, kids, whatever, and kind of like either coasting or on that like downward trend. That sounds fucked up, but like I felt like I would either be like plateaued at that point. I had reached everything that I needed to reach and was just maintaining until the end, for lack of a better word, or I don't know, or either already on a decline. I guess I had some morbid thoughts of this kid, but not quite the situation that I'm in right now. I feel like I'm still in a very much a growth phase. I'm still learning about myself and establishing myself, you know. And part of me establishing myself is this podcast, and is this this is still, even though 4 years in, this is still feels like a very new venture for me, and it's a chance for me to do something that I enjoy doing versus something that pays the bills. You know, IT has been my career, and I feel like I'm good at it, and at times I do enjoy it, but it's not as fulfilling, you know, as I'd want, you know, I don't know, my career to be. And this being a creative outlet is way more fulfilling for me, way more enjoyable. I get so much more out of it. And so I'm trying to move forward in this. So my big news is, to get that out the way, my big news is that for my birthday, my gift to myself is I'm going to be launching a new show. I'm going back and forth on whether or not I'm going to reveal the title of the show on this episode. Maybe I'll make that decision later on in the episode. But yeah, on Sunday, December 6th, God willing, I will be launching a new show. I've been like grinding for the last, you know, week or so. I'm trying to get the new website up and merch created. And I'm trying to take all the lessons that I learned from the 4 years of doing What Is TWS and put them into this new show. What that means for What Is TWS, I haven't decided yet. I don't know if, you know, I don't feel like this is the end of What Is TWS. I just don't know what this show would look like going forward. One of the reasons that I'm deciding to do a new show is that the concept for What Is TWS was supposed to be, to me, was never fully realized. And, you know, so, and you know, to expound upon that, like trying to explain to you what that concept is very difficult. And I think that's another one of the problems that I have with this show, is that marketing it and getting it out there and explaining it to people is way more difficult than it needs to be. You know, you can't hear the title "What Is TWS" and have any idea what this show is about or what, you know, what to expect. People ask me all the time, you know, what is your podcast about? And just the explanation is just so convoluted and confusing that I don't think it makes someone like, yeah, I want to listen to that. Like, I say it's barbershop talk and me just talking about whatever's going on today. But that's kind of sounds boring and it doesn't really give you a true idea of what I wanted to try to do with this show. If this is your first time listening to the What Is TWS podcast, every once in a while I do explain what it was supposed to be. But TWS, the original idea, was stood for that white shit. And so it was pretty much supposed to be like cultural exchange. I had a group of very diverse friends. One of the things I love about living here in Austin is that I got to be around, you know, ethnic groups and nationalities and people from all, you know, sorts of backgrounds that I really didn't have the same exposure to when I was back in DC. And we would have these really, in my mind, dope conversations. We would have conversations about stereotypes and we would have conversations about, you know, just misunderstandings and things we thought and questions we had about other groups. And it would be funny and interesting but never disrespectful or never demeaning or anything like that. Like I thought that was something that the rest of the world could benefit from, is being able to sit in on those conversations and hear people with opposing points of view have conversations without disrespect, without taking jabs and personal jabs at each other, like friends be able to discuss stereotypes and things they thought about, you know, another nationality or ethnic group, and find out what's true and what's not, you know, or where it comes from or what it means or whatever. And that was the whole idea behind What Is TWS when it started. And I had a group of like four people that were going to be a part of the show to start. And I think like after episode one, it kind of trimmed down to two people and it wasn't very ethnically diverse. We were both, you know, black guys from the East Coast, me and Rich, shout out to Rich. And we had a good run. You know, that was to me a lot of fun doing the show with Rich, but it still wasn't what we had envisioned. You know, we tried to have guests on the show and we tried to talk about a lot of different topics. And I think we had some really good, insightful shows. You know, we did shows about rape culture and the Me Too movement. And, we did shows about Trump getting elected the first time around. We did shows about the Electoral College and understanding if your vote matters or why your vote matters. You know, we did a lot of, I think, good stuff. But in all of that, it was very hard to describe to people. If you asked me or Rich, you know, we could be at the same event and talk to the same person and they ask us the same question and then we get two different answers, you know. And so it just, to me, What Is TWS was a concept that was never fully realized. It's too difficult to explain. I have trouble marketing it. I have trouble pushing it to people. So I just thought I would take those lessons that I've learned in trying to do that and create something else. So yeah, I guess I will give you the title. The title of the new show is going to be Define Functional. And to give you the concept behind that, I'm a person that for me in my journey, especially if we're talking about the substance abuse and recovery aspect of the journey, which is something I want to delve more into. I want to talk about more. You know, I went from I don't have a problem to all right, maybe I got a problem. So, OK, yeah, I got a problem, but I'm a functional alcoholic to I define functional, you know, so I watched that kind of. I don't know, that kind of decline, you know, I watched myself go down that slope. And so I want to do this show now. I get to talk about that. I get to talk about that journey, that slope, talk about definition, how I define myself, how other people see me, which one of those definitions is more important. You know, what labels do to people? You know, we do stuff on What Is TWS, like guess the ethnicity. And so in the vein of some of that cultural exchange and stuff, let's talk about the labels we put on people and You know, what those labels mean to the people who receive them, what those labels mean to the people that give them, what those labels actually mean, you know. But yeah, again, always in the spirit of humor first and disagreement without disrespect, and just having fun and having dope conversations with people. I have really dope conversations with individuals, and I'm trying to get more and more of them recorded. So yeah, Define Functional is definitely going to be a guest first kind of show. I want to have people on there that know me, that maybe can talk about their relationship with me and how they see me versus how I see myself, and how I see them, and just exchange and have fun and talk shit and hear all kinds of points of view and understand a little bit more about how we as individuals and how we as communities define things. You know, I think definition is a crazy topic these days. Nothing, we don't want to define things, or we seem to be fighting anything having a definition. And I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I want to have a discussion. So that's the that is the concept behind the new show. Define Functional. It's going to be launching Sunday, Lord willing. I haven't even recorded episode one, so don't hold me to that. But I've got a plan for it. I've got the people lined up that I want to do it with, and hopefully we get that knocked out. I'm really doing this, you know, fly by the seat of my pants kind of thing. So I haven't learned that much. But the little bit that I learned, I'm going to pour into this new project, and I'm excited about it. So that was the reason for the newness in the intro. But yeah, man, I don't know what else I got to talk about today. I don't know. Yeah, my birthday is coming up, and this has been an interesting year. Been an interesting year for everybody. I've grown a lot. I feel like I'm really excited about what this next, you know, year is going to look like. And I think everybody says that every year, and you should be, and I am. But I'm really excited about this one. I did some dope stuff this year, man. I did some really, really dope things this year. I really got out of my, you know, my comfort zone. And doing this new show, the Define Functional, I'm really going to be looking to help myself understand a little bit more about, you know, who I am and how I see myself. Some of the things that I used as my identity are no longer, you know, a part of my life. I'm not a husband anymore. I'm still a father, but I'm a father in a different way than I had always imagined and that I had always thought. And so I've had to redefine myself or figure out what that definition is. And I want to talk about that. You know, I've done so many guest spots this year. I grew to the point where I could commit to something and then like not shy away from it and do it. And I've talked a lot to people, this year about mental health issues, about recovery. I just did a guest spot on Friday with Dr. Lulu, a show specifically about suicide. And, yeah, I'm proud of myself for being able to open up in those ways and be vulnerable and tell my story and hope that it helps people. I'm still fighting the idea of whether or not doing that is narcissistic or not. You know, you need to define narcissism. I think there's some misconceptions in there, but I'm working through that. But that's what this new step is going to be. But I don't know what that means for what is TWS. I'll say I probably won't be doing this as often. I think I had really fallen back from weekly as it is. And so I wouldn't expect episodes here every week. I'm trying not to make it too far, you know, between episodes. I still want to keep things like guess the ethnicity here. Some of the truly just barbershop talk or just random stuff. If I want to do an episode about, you know, the Facebook dating app or dumb shit like that, I'll probably, you know, drop that here if I want to have the more serious conversations. But humor first, always. It's got to be funny to me. Like, we got to have fun. I want to have fun. I don't ever want to approach this like, you know, like this is a TED talk or, you know, like is preachy or anything like that. I just want to have discussions, and whatever you're able to pull from the discussions, you're able to pull from the discussions. Or if you want to add to the discussion, please do add to the discussion. Since I've dropped the name of the show, I probably will drop the Anchor link. I think I'm gonna do this new show on Anchor. I'm gonna try that out. I will say I'm disappointed in y'all. I asked people about the new like Spotify integration with Anchor and how that was working, and nobody got back to me. I found out now that I'm trying to start this new show on Anchor, that basically if you include any of the Spotify music in your Anchor podcast, then it can only be distributed on Anchor. So I probably would stay away from that. I don't know what I'm going to do in terms of music and stuff going forward. I know I've been playing with fire and copyright shit. So we'll see. But yeah, I'm going to drop the Anchor link. So that if you want to leave a voice message or anything, you know, for my birthday, for the new show, just tell me I'm a piece of shit. Tell me, you know, you like the show, you don't like the show, I'm stupid, whatever it is, you know. I like the insults more than the compliments, so you can drop those. I'm good with that. I can have fun with that. Compliments bother me. I'm working on it though. I don't know, and I guess I'll leave with that. I'll leave with a piece that I've discovered of myself just very recently in terms of like compliments and stuff. I think my issue with compliments stems from that, like how I see myself and how I define myself. And I get so worried that people see me as more than I actually am, and that what they see is like me tensing a muscle, and eventually I'm going to fail them. Eventually I'm not going to live up to whatever it is, this lofty idea that they have of who I am. And so I don't want them to have it. When they give me compliments, when they tell me I am this thing, I'm always trying to like push that down, like I ain't that, like, nah, you know, think less of me so that you won't be disappointed when you see the real person. And and maybe the ability to tense the muscle for this long means I am more of what they see than what I think I am, or maybe I'm not. I don't, you know. We're going to discover all of this in this new show. And I got so many other things planned, but yeah. The What Is TWS website is getting a makeover. So if you haven't noticed, which I'm sure you haven't, that website's been down for a while, but that's getting a makeover. Got the new site for Define Functional coming up. So there'll be new merch. It's a brand new year, brand new me, brand new, and not a brand new me, same old motherfucker, but I'm just under a new heading. But yeah, if you'd like to be a guest on Define Functional, I'd love to have you. So please hit me up, flan@whatistws.com. Everything's going to be under the TWS umbrella. So it's not going to be too different. But yeah, flan@whatistws.com. Email me or hit me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the places you find What Is TWS. You'll also find Define Functional. I'd love to have you on as a guest. Talk about who you are, how you see yourself, you know, how you define the world around you. I think these would be really, really, really dope conversations, and I'm looking forward to doing it. So on that note, I think I'm gonna check out of here. You know, appreciate y'all. You know, wish my little girl a happy birthday, you know, and if you want to say something mean about me, feel free to hit up the link that I'll drop later. But yeah, Zaya Fitness on Instagram, hit him up. New year, it could be a new you. He can help you out with all of your nutrition and fitness needs. I apologize for all of the noises. I'm supposed to be working right now, and that's Teams messages coming through. Man, it's a lot of them. TTCharities.org, you know, if you're looking for a way to be impactful right now with everything that's going on, definitely hit them up. This is not stopping. What was that? TTCharities.org. You hit them up, help in any way you can. Close money, if it's just a like or a retweet. That team's fucked me up, people. So I guess it's time for me to get back to work. Thank y'all for listening. Please look out for the new show. It's coming. And I don't know. I can't even remember. Oh, I was about to cancel Kanye, but I guess this show made me feel like I do have some nostalgic attachment to him. So until we speak again, be safe, be the light. Let's rock out for a minute.
Wish I had told who was the only one.
Uh-oh.
But it's too late.
It's too late.
You sweater, and I ain't talking about a cool J. You a big L, and I ain't talking about cool J. See me at the airport, at least 20 Louis. Treat me like the prince, and it's my sweet brother Noomse. Group to say I'm too choosy. Take him to the show and talk all through the movies. Says she want diamonds, I took her to Ruby Tuesdays. If we